Protesters have vowed to return to the streets of Hong Kong this weekend to voice their concerns against a controversial extradition bill which they fear will tighten China's grip on the semi-autonomous territory. About 80 people were injured this week when demonstrators clashed with anti-riot police. So far, two readings of the bill have been scrapped, but Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam says she's committed to passing the legislation next week. Pro-democracy activist Nathan Law has been on the streets protesting. He was one of the student leaders during the Umbrella Movement in 2014. He's the founder of the pro-independence party Demasisto. Welcome to RN Breakfast.
Hi, good morning.
You've been out on the streets protesting this week. There have been some violent clashes. What do you expect to happen this weekend? Will there be more of the same?
Well, for the past protest, I believe that if you have participated by yourself personally, that you will win it. You will find out that actually it was mostly a peaceful protest, and a lot of the protesters down at the site, they just want to gather and they just want to surround the legislative complex where the meeting is took place, and they wanted to stop the meeting. So I think we have remained very resilient and very peaceful. And in the future, there might be more clashes because the police is using unproportional violence to the protesters. They're using rubber bullets and so on. These can be lethal. So I hope that there will not be more violence conflict, but seems it is very hard to avoid.
Given that, what's motivating you to return to the streets? I understand Sunday is when there are more protests planned.
Yes, we'll have a big rally on Sunday, and then we'll have another assembly on Monday. We do believe that if we have enough people coming out, like the one last time we've got more than a million people marching down to the street, then we could create enough pressure, we could create enough public opinion to urge the government to shaft the bill.
What are the chances of the government shafting the bill, given that clearly pro-Beijing forces control the legislative process there, that Carrie Lam is so publicly committed to this? I mean, it would be a huge back down ultimately from Beijing to do anything other than push this through.
We're not optimistic at all, but I think there are still chances that we could get over it. If you look at the attitude of the Beijing government, actually, they intentionally distance themselves from Carrie Lam. They said that it's Carrie's initiative. Central government backing the Hong Kong government is very normal and so on, making it as the responsibility of Carrie Lam. And I think they are all assessing the situation, assessing the public opinion, and assessing whether there will be big backfire when they pass that law. So I think we've still got a chance, but we have to commit 100%. We need more Hong Kong people to care about it. We need more Hong Kong people marching down to the street so that we could generate enough pressure.
You've been front and centre of these protests. Are you concerned that if these laws pass, that you might be extradited to mainland China?
Well, it is possible that any one of us could be extradited, because if you remember, the incident happened in 2015, which five of the booksellers in Hong Kong selling prohibited books in China, but legal in Hong Kong, they were all adopted back to China from Thailand and from Hong Kong, and they confessed in front of the TV camera. So that is the things that will happen in the future and to be legalized and normalized when the law is passed.
But Nathan Lam, do you not take Carrie Lam at her word? I mean, she says these laws would not be used to extradite political opponents.
Well, China says they have no political prisoners, and there's no guarantee because these are all executive means but not written in law. So China could easily revoke this kind of promise or executive means that they had, and use those long political crimes, cook-up cases, fabricated evidence to urge to extradite you. So we don't have any confidence in the legal system in mainland China. We don't have fair trial. We don't have independence of independence of the justice system.
And do you believe that if this bill passes, that is effectively the end of this idea of one country, two systems?
Well, the encroachment on our liberty and our human rights has been drastically increased for the past couple of years. If we pass this piece of law, then it is very obvious that Hong Kong does not share the nature of safe harbor anymore, because we can all be extradited back to China, and the separation of the legal system is one of the very fundamental advantages of one country, two system. So that, well, we could make a fair judgment saying that one country, two system is completely failing.
Can you give us an idea of how these protests are actually taking shape? Is there a central organization? Is this being done through social media? How are the protests being organized?
Well, the protest is mainly organized by social media participants and or online forums participants. There is no centralized power, and people have been doing things autonomously and decentralized. So it is a very different movement compared to the one 5 years ago.
And so does that mean that it lacks the focus to actually get a result here? I mean, that would be, I suppose, the central question.
Yes, we of course, different system has its own advantage and disadvantage. For the situation now, maybe we're lacking someone who has the representation and who could lead everything. But also, it kind of maximizes the use of wisdom of everyone and make it fluid, and people could do things by themselves, motivated by themselves, and maximize the effectiveness of everything. So I think the advantage or disadvantage, we need to wait and see.
Nathan Law, we appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Nathan Law is one of Hong Kong's leading pro-democracy activists and the founder of the pro-independence party, Demasisto.